Are you thinking of simplifying your life by getting your tubes tied? Tubal ligations are a fairly common form of birth control and can be fairly effective, but they can also have a powerful impact on your body and on your health. And that is why we're going to talk about them today. This is the Dr. Lam Show, and we're here to talk about integrative medicine and empower you to take control of your health. Please hit the like button to subscribe to notifications both on the where you listen to podcasts and also on the YouTube channel. This is the best way to make our show more visible. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Carrie Lam, and I'm specializing in family medicine and anti-aging and regenerative medicine, and I have a passion for nutrition and lifestyle medicine too.
And hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Lam. I specialize in internal medicine as well as anti-aging and regenerative medicine as well. And today we're going to be talking about getting your tubes tied, and in particular, what happens post-tubal ligation. To start with, let's talk about what tubal ligation is so then we're all on the same page. Tubal ligation, also known as getting your tubes tied, is a medical procedure that prevents pregnancy. And during the procedure, the fallopian tubes that leads to the ovaries and the uterus are tied off. This makes sperm unable to reach the ovaries and fertilize the eggs. Unfortunately, many women develop post-tubal ligation syndrome after the procedure. The condition often results in a rapid decline in estrogen or testosterone hormone levels. And so that result may be done from damage to the ovaries during the procedure. Often the veins and the capillary damage encountered during the surgery leads to a decreased blood volume to your ovaries. And sometimes blood flow is completely eliminated, as occurs during a hysterectomy. And so this is often referred to as the isolated ovarian syndrome. And so, Dr. Carey, tell us about some of the symptoms of post-tubal ligation syndrome.
Right. Many of the symptoms can actually overlap with adrenal fatigue syndrome or menopause or any other hormone imbalance that you might be feeling. When the uterus or the muscle or the tissues or the veins and blood supply are damaged during the procedure, many other types of symptoms may manifest also, whether it's fibroids or adenomyosis or heavy, painful periods. The pain can also be a result of bleeding when it gets stuck, the blood gets stuck in the fallopian tubes. And there are a lot of theories about post-tubal ligation syndrome. One theory is that the target or receptor cells forming part of your hormone messaging system becomes compromised during the surgery. These cells, which are found in your fallopian tubes, are supposed to send chemical messengers to various parts of your body. However, when it gets disrupted, it might not be able to send those chemical messengers very well, therefore causing more hormone imbalance. As you can tell, tubal ligation isn't as simple as getting your tubes tied and not having another child, as there could be a lot of other circuits and organs that are connected and major changes that can happen from having a tubal ligation. If you're struggling with these kind of changes, call our office and our team for a free initial phone call, 714-709-8000. We can really look into the changes that have occurred for you post tubal ligation. Now we will go more deeply into these changes and look at the other health problems that are associated with tubal ligation. Dr. Jeremy, tell us a little more about more of these health issues.
When something goes wrong or when post-tubal ligation syndrome develops, you might be developing some of these health issues and symptoms, such as severe hormone imbalance, bone loss or osteoporosis, increased risk of developing heart issues, increased symptoms of PMS symptoms, endometriosis, castrative menopause, decrease in your ability to lactate, and also hormone shock. These compromised hormone functions and the associated health issues may also be linked to adrenal fatigue. And the symptoms that are associated with the post-tubal ligation syndrome are irritability, mood swings, anxiety, or depression. Other things is symptoms of PMS like hot flashes or night sweats. You can have increased heart rates, loss of libido. Fatigue is often one issue that people complain about. Difficulty concentrating, having mental confusion or memory lapses. Finding that you have a lot of bloating or headaches. And then, you know, gastrointestinal issues such as flatulence, nausea, indigestion, or irritable bowel syndrome. Other things, again, like I mentioned, is an increased risk of osteoporosis, dizziness, gaining weight, and also chronic sinusitis can all be symptoms of post-tubal ligation syndrome.
And usually it might go undiagnosed as these symptoms are addressed, but not as an underlying cause. You could have, you could go to your doctor and they would give you medications for depression or allergies, but they might not think that the hormone imbalance underlying a post-tubal ligation could be the actual cause. And so it's very uncommon for a doctor to test your hormones even after you've gotten a tubal ligation. Ultimately, prolonged hormone imbalance can also affect your physical health and also your mental health. So if you've experienced any of these symptoms or have any problems post-tubal ligation and you feel like you're being undiagnosed, definitely reach out to our team as we're always available to help you out. Our phone number is 714-709-8000. Make sure to subscribe and like to our channel too if you're enjoying this episode and really want to continue to educate yourself.
So let's take a look at how tubal ligations affect the hormone levels and the functioning of the adrenals. Now, there's the HPA axis, or the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, that regulates the adrenal glands. And the HPG, or the hypothalamic pituitary gonadal axis, regulates your ovarian hormones. And the end organs of these axes, the adrenals and the ovaries, produce a variety of hormones that affect other body systems. Each of these organs are also tied into other organ systems by acting as chemical messengers. And one such hormone network is the ovarian adrenal thyroid axis. And so these three organs in their own axis work together to make sure that there is proper functioning and optimal functioning as well. A problem in one of these organs, such as can be caused by post-tubal ligation, affects the functioning of the other two organs, right? So if you have a compromised ovarian system, then that may affect the thyroid function, resulting in symptoms related to thyroid issues, while in fact, the underlying root problem is actually with the ovaries. And this applies to any of the three organs mentioned, right? With the ovaries, with the adrenals, or with the thyroid.
So making sure that you get to the root cause of this OAT imbalance is very important. And now we can see of ways of how to address the symptoms of post-tubal ligation syndrome. Many women do opt to have the surgery reversed. This is entirely possible. And another possibility is to have a hysterectomy that actually removes your uterus and your cervix if you're having pain in those areas. But that is definitely something that you need to first speak to a healthcare professional first regarding whether that is even an option for you. Hysterectomies are obviously not reversible. Another way you can help is through hormone therapy. And hormone therapy, usually we like to recommend more bioidentical hormone, meaning the hormones look exactly like the hormones would be in your system. But making sure you first diagnose the hormone imbalance is very key rather than just placing someone on hormone therapy. And if you have other cases like heavy bleeding, you can talk to your OB about uterine ablations or any other procedures that could lighten, stop the bleeding, or find out what the root cause in your uterus could be. There are also other natural remedies. Dr. Jeremy, would you like to talk about some of these natural remedies to help manage symptoms?
Mm-hmm. So the first one is, you know, dietary changes. Diet high in fiber, fresh vegetables and fruits, and then also drinking lots of fluids, ensuring that you get a good amount of omega-3 fatty acids is also beneficial. Avoiding processed foods or foods that are have a lot of pesticides and chemicals is also beneficial. And then organic foods may also be the best choice. And all this is really to help decrease the stress and the inflammation in your body. Another one is, progesterone cream made from yams, right? And so progesterone cream can actually help balance hormones and relieve many post-tubal ligation syndromes symptoms, such as vaginal dryness, hot flashes, or lower libido. Make sure, again, you get your hormones levels checked first before just starting this, as it's important to get a baseline of where your hormone levels are at.
There are also other compounds that could be used, like fenugreek, which has been previously used to increase milk supply in breastfeeding mothers, but they can also actually improve blood flow to your reproductive organs and increase libido. Maca is also another type of vegetable that could be related to broccoli and can increase the libido and sex drive naturally, helping with follicle stimulation during ovulation. But beware of its very stimulating properties, as it can overstimulate and give you too much energy, especially if you're dealing with adrenal fatigue. And another type of herb that's used is black cohosh, which is mildly sedative and has antispasmodic and anti-inflammatory properties, and has historically been used to reduce menstrual pain, vaginal pain, hot flashes, and other symptoms related to menopause. However, all of these herbs and creams and vitamins that you are taking, make sure you don't take just by yourself without first testing and asking your doctor about whether it's appropriate, okay? Because each person is very personalized, and you might not actually have a good effect to these herbs. So you always want to make sure you are on the right dose for your body, and it has to be individualized based on your symptoms.
And like Dr. Carey also mentioned, all these herbs, they're just helping with the symptoms, right? But they're not often getting down to the underlying root problem. So many of the symptoms associated with the condition can also be related to iron deficiency, diabetes, hypothyroidism, or other issues. So you have to make sure that you ascertain the cause of your hormone imbalance. And from that standpoint, then you're able to address the underlying root problem. And then you'll be able to help your body recover. Remember that if you're suffering from anemia, hypothyroidism, or even diabetes, does not mean that a hormone imbalance is not also present. Likewise, a hormone imbalance may also still be present if your thyroid levels, your iron levels, and insulin levels are all fine. So ultimately, it's about getting down to the underlying root problem and addressing that problem.
We hope that this episode helps you understand what might be going on in your body if you still have questions about your post-tubal ligation syndrome. Hormone imbalances can often be ignored by conventional medicine, leading to long-term debilitation and poor health. But remember, you're the judge of whether it's right or wrong for your body. So if you think something's wrong, don't stop searching until you can get the help and guidance you need. We're here for you. If you ever have any questions, call us at 714-709-8000. And we are so grateful that you're here with us today as we help bring this information to you. And we ask that you subscribe to this channel, give us a like, and definitely share it so that you can find us on YouTube and also where you listen to your podcasts. If you know anyone else who might find this show helpful, please share it with them. Remember, we're the Dr. Lam Show, and we're here to empower you to take control of your health.
This podcast has been produced and broadcast solely for informational and educational purposes by Lam Clinic. Statements and views expressed in this podcast are not medical advice and have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The products and supplements discussed in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you believe you may have a medical condition, please consult your own doctor. Opinions of guests are their own, and Lam Clinic does not endorse or accept responsibility for any of the statements and views made by guests. The views and opinions of guests in the podcast are their own and do not reflect those of Lam Clinic. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. In some cases, individuals on the podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in the products or services referred to herein. Podcast listeners should always seek the advice of their physicians or other qualified health providers with any questions they may have regarding their own medical conditions. Podcast listeners must always continue to follow the advice of their personal physicians for all of their medical needs.